Welcome to your first date with me, young eater. Why don't you make yourself more comfortable? Sit yourself down and lean your back up against me. Nuzzle up and relax. Settle yourself. That's good. Now, close your eyes and breathe in deeply. Each of us has our own aroma. It's my most distinguishing feature. Can you focus in on my scent? Those are my phyton sides. I use them to warn off insects. But the effect it has on you, dear eater, is to calm those stress-related hormones of yours, cortisol and adrenaline. Breathe me in now. I want you to bathe in my fragrance. Whisper over your shoulder to me gently and tell me what I smell like. Okay, you can open your eyes now. I know I may look like a loner, but I'm not. Unlike your kind, we've evolved to live in cooperative relationships with each other. We communicate through a collective intelligence that is similar to an insect colony. We can send our sisters nutrients when they need it. We suckle our young by pumping sugar into their roots. We are holding this world together. We are its lifeline, the lungs of the land, purifying the air that you breathe. You, on the other hand, seem a bit reckless. Your kind treats us like we are disposable, an inconvenience to your development. You're so funny. Can I ask you something? Are you a tree hugger? I know it's only our first date, but I'm up for it if you are. Ready to get a little closer to me? Cheek to trunk? Don't be shy. Stand up and face me. Come closer. Press your cheek against my bark. How does it feel? Your blood pressure is dropping. Good. Now wrap your arms around me. I want you to hold me for 2 minutes while I tell you a true story about the potential of your kind. Relax into the hug. It's okay. I can take your weight. Did you know that the first tree huggers were women? The very first ecofeminists were from India. They were called Chipko. Chipko meaning to hug. These remarkable women linked their arms around trees to prevent them from being logged. That was in the 1960s when India was losing about 1.3 million hectares of us every year. Women from the Himalayan regions cultivated their livelihoods from the forests. They trod respectfully on the land, taking only what they needed, mindful that their relationship with nature was on an equal footing. They weren't separate from or above the natural world. There was no hierarchy. When these women took, they also made sure to give back. When the loggers arrived, the Chipkos realized their livelihoods were at stake. Their land was in trouble. They also knew that the increase in floods, landslides, and lower crop yields in nearby regions were due to the removal of us, the trees. So, they threw their arms around us and didn't let go, just like you're doing now. Keeping all-night vigils guarding the trees, singing to them, they sang, "What do the forests bear? Soil, water, and pure air. Soil, water, and pure air sustain the earth and all she bears." Thanks to their resolve, the central government issued a ban on the felling of trees in that region for 15 years until the green cover was fully restored. I want you to reflect on this. I want you to think about all that we give you. We reduce the heat, we filter out the air pollution, we suck up the storm water, store the carbon, nurture the wildlife, and improve your mental and physical health. So I want you to promise to never look at us in the same way again. Can you repeat after me? I promise to never think of you as separate or lesser than. Thank you for listening, and remember the power of a hug.